Many youth think that the only way to benefit Islam is through academic, or the only way that I can do something is become a superstar da'i and go to Azhar or go to Medina or go to University of such and such and finish my PhD. But not everybody is cut out to be a scholar. And in fact, the majority of the Sahaba were not scholars in that sense. The majority of the Sahaba were not narrators of hadith. The majority of the Sahaba were not masters of halal and haram. And yet they were all occupying a very high rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think this is one of the biggest, I think, misunderstandings that pious youth have. Of course, we have many types of youth. The righteous youth, they think that the only thing I can do to benefit Islam is to dedicate my life to academics. But then things happen. Parents need you. You have to get married. You get a job. You know, and somehow most people cannot go and study academic Islam. And therefore, they start living a very lackadaisical life, a very un-Islamic, maybe even nothing much to do with Islam, because they thought, well, I wasn't able to go to Azhar, I wasn't able to go to University of Medina, I might as well just live a mediocre life. What my advice to them is, look, if you can't become a scholar, that doesn't mean you can't do anything for Islam. Wallahi, scholars need non-scholars. Scholars need scholars in other fields. If you can't be a scholar of Islam, become a scholar of something else. Even if it's a scholar of social work, a scholar of building a masjid, do something productive and practical that Allah has blessed you with, and believe you me, every one of us has a role to play in that ummah. Some of the roles are more public than others, but that doesn't mean that those roles are necessarily better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, there are millions of people, they are doing jobs in the sight of Allah, they are far better than those in the public eye, and they will get rewarded more because there is no taint of the possibility of wanting to show off. They're doing their scenes, they're doing their work behind the scenes, they're helping out orphans, they're building schools, they're doing charity work, they're specialized in Islamic science, for example. Whatever they're doing, as long as you're doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being productive and active, don't lose track if one field of specialization is not yours. There are many other fields of specialization as well.